The DNR mailed out surveys to almost 9,000 residents, about half of which were returned and analyzed. DNR carnivore specialist Dave McFarland says the goal was to answer critical questions about citizens' attitudes towards wolves.
One, we wanted to determine what their tolerance was of wolves. Were they favorable towards wolves or unfavorable? And then also, critically, we asked questions about what they would like us to do. With one of the primary things being adjustments in the population size.
Results tended to vary according to where people lived in relation to wolves. Within the area of the state considered wolf range, 62% of respondents supported a state-regulated hunting and trapping season. Outside the wolf range area, only 51% of residents did. But favoring some kind of state-managed wolf hunt didn't necessarily go along with support of the DNR's current wolf plan, which calls for gradually reducing the wolf population from recent winter estimates of 660 down to 350. Outside wolf range, more than half of respondents said they want to see more wolves or maintain current population levels. Within wolf range, that percentage was about 45%, and many said they didn't know. McFarland says the DNR is working on a new wolf management plan, and the survey results do make a difference.
We manage the wildlife of the state for the citizens of the state, and information like this is critical. That said, it's not the only piece of information that will be used. You know, it'll be incorporated with all the biological information that we have.
McFarland says there will be more chances for public input later this year when a draft of the new plan is put forward. For WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski.